The Albion finally makes a full return. Grand opening of the bar and restaurant in the historic building goes March 14 to 17, marking the first time in 5 years the business will be open. Read full story here. City, developer seeks settlement on fate of South End heritage buildings. Instead of going to public hearings, private settlement talks are underway to determine the fate of a South End property with two heritage buildings. Read full story here. 65 Delhi Transitional Housing Facility officially opens. Grand opening held for building that will house 28 vulnerable people in the community, and will have 24/7 wraparound care. Read full story here. City approves demoviction of Victoria Road apartments. Residents at 493 Victoria Road N are concerned about possibly being displaced, as owner of building gets green light to renovate to nearly double number of units. Read full story here. U of G would get a med school if Liberals elected. Local candidate. Less than a week before the Ontario election, three of the candidates running in the Guelph riding took part in a question and answer session hosted by the Guelph Chamber of Commerce. Liberal candidate Mustafa Zubiri made waves with a pair of pledges. Read full story here. Guelph woman set to hit the dirt with her dog for rough mudder. Sarah Foulhafer and her dog Millie to partake in canine obstacle course in Stainer in June. Read full story here. Canadian Improv Games take center stage in Guelph. High schoolers will put their improv and teamwork skills to the test in a regional tournament taking place at Guelph CVI, beginning on Tuesday. Read full story here.